You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, time for a trending report. Man, those fires on Maui. I woke up this morning. They were saying that the death toll was now 55.
Yeah, it's really
and
bad.
And some of these images are mind-boggling. Authorities say, sadly, that number of casualties is going to go up. President Biden declared it a disaster area. And, well, yeah. I mean, because if you've seen it is.
Ton of images coming out where they're doing the side-by-side comparisons from, like, Google Earth of what it, you know, these areas look like and then what they look like now. And truly, they look like a war zone. It's horrific. Really
the Coast Guard trying to rescue people who, you know, waded out into the water to get away from the flames, which just I think what people aren't getting is how quickly this fire spread. It was almost instantaneous, jumping from house to house to house.
With hurricane force winds blowing in, I mean, that's what's going to happen. It's going to fry
so
everything.
Bad. I talked to my son for, I don't know, half hour yesterday. They're not on Maui. They're on a different island. But yeah, he says it's my daughter-in-law is a nurse. She works in an emergency room, and she was volunteering to go over to Maui to assist and help out. And they got back to her. The Red Cross got back to her and said, thank you so much for volunteering to do that. But stay where you are because we are sending people to you guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So she's going to have her sleeves rolled up working with that. And again, our hearts go out to the people over in Hawaii for what they're dealing with. Denver International Airport had its busiest month of all time in June. 6.7 million passengers passed through.
Isn't that airport like one of the busiest in the world, I want to say? Like in top five, I think.
It is now officially the third busiest airport in North America and the seventh busiest in the world.
Well, there's the stats right there. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. And forecasts are predicting that the numbers are going to remain high for the rest of the year. Because it wasn't just June. DIA also set a record for the first 6 months of the year. So people be flying.
That's right.
Broncos game tonight, Jer Bear. I know you're going to be glued to your television, aren't you?
No. we actually have an ice cream social at the school this evening, so try not to be jealous. Listen, I think I'd rather be watching the football game.
Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. You'll be back from
your ice cream social by 8
then.
O'clock?
Mm-hmm. Because it's in Arizona.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah. The striking writers in Hollywood are scheduled to finally sit down again today to meet with the studios. That strike is now stretched for more than 3 months, so good luck. We hope that works out. Speaking of Hollywood, new movie's out today. Did you see there's a new vampire movie out today?
Another one?
It's called This is interesting. What they've done is they've taken one chapter from Bram Stoker's original Dracula novel. It's the scene where Dracula is being shipped from Romania to London on a ship in like in a big cargo box.
Oh, let me guess.
And
he
so
gets
this
out.
Is basically Dracula at sea.
Okay, so he gets out.
Yeah, he gets
he
out.
He gets out of the box.
It's called The Last Voyage of the Demeter. That's the name of the ship, the Demeter. And I watched the trailer this morning. Creepy AF.
Oh, good. Man. That's good.
Yeah. Then he got a new movie out today called Gran Turismo. It's about a Gran Turismo video game player who's trying, Jeremy, to convert his game skills into actual automobile racing in the real world.
All right, that's cool.
Based on a true story, Orlando Bloom is in it, and so is Spice Girl, Jerry Halliwell. She was Ginger Spice. She plays the mom. That's how old we all are now. Ginger Spice is playing the
mom of this adult now.
Yeah. And then there's another movie about an alien landing in Pennsylvania, if you want to go see that. It's called Jules. People also be lying. There's a new poll that's out asking people if they have ever lied about their height.
Oh, everybody has.
I guess I am lying about my height. Because my entire adult life, I've been an even 6 foot. And I think you too, right? Aren't you even 6 foot?
Like on the dot, yeah.
Okay. Well, you better keep checking it. Because over a few years, I lost about a quarter of an inch.
Well, you're shrinking. You're starting to hit the shrinking phase.
So I'm now, I guess, 5'11 and 3 quarters.
You're
but
withering
according
away.
To this, survey, 11% of people exaggerate their height by at least an inch. That's like our former producer, Derek.
Oh, he was exaggerating by like 5 inches, though.
We finally were
we held him down.
We finally were so fed up. We on the air live. We measured his height.
And he was
did the thing
off.
Where he had to stand against the door frame, draw the pencil mark, measure it. Yeah, he was a big liar about that. Fridays, I like to give you some news for nerds. Here's a couple for you, science stories. One, how would you like to get drunk without a hangover the next day? It's a type of synthetic alcohol that they're going to come out with. They think they'll be selling it by 2026. And they say it does not have the negative health effects of real booze. Ooh. But it is booze, and you can't get drunk. You just don't get a hangover.
That'd be nice.
A couple of space tourists went up yesterday. A mother and daughter from the Caribbean island of Antigua. That's a little island. It's got a population roughly the size of Boulder, Colorado. But they were two of the space tourists to be launched yesterday. Did you watch any of that?
No, but I've been reading all about it this morning. And, you know, what it's costing to go up on these Virgin Galactic flights, like $450,000 now or something, or ticket prices.
A third passenger was a former British Olympian who's now 80 years old and battling Parkinson's. He's had a reservation for 18 years.
Yep.
He paid for his reservation when it was $200,000 or $250,000, and now it is, just coming up on $500,000 if you want to fly on that ship.
They say they have a backlog of about 800 passengers right now that have ponied up the cash. So they only go, what is it, like 50 miles or something up in the air?
They go to roughly 270,000 feet. So
So not real space.
But, you know, if you watch the video of it, they are weightless, and you are seeing the curvature of the Earth, and it's
which
black
is pretty cool.
Outside. I mean, it's really cool. That's the really video cool. was cool, I gotta say. I like the daughter from Antigua. Her hair is really long, and to watch that long a hair in weightlessness is always kind of funny. And then the other thing I've got for you, for those of you wanting to lose a little bit of weight, and you've heard about, obviously, this Ozempic weight loss drug. I know a few people who are taking it, actually. And my doctor is taking it. About that. Anyway, the company now says that Wegovy, one of those weight loss drugs, can also cut your risk of heart attack and stroke by 20%. And the reason this is big news, Jer, is because they say it could actually open things up so that insurance companies start covering these drugs more.
Oh,
so for
great.
A lot of people who want to take these drugs, but they're expensive and, you know, and insurance companies push back on it. But if they could start showing that kind of result, then suddenly the insurance companies might play ball.
Well, that's pretty cool.
What else is trending?
Well, the Gen Zers have decided that the very tacky white tank tops, those tight white tank tops that men wear, should no longer be called wife beaters. Those have been called that for generations.
What are they going to be called
because
now?
Obviously it's a horrible name for them. They're the wife pleasers now. It has been officially added to the Urban Dictionary. The term wife pleaser now is in heavy circulation. I don't know. They say that that type of shirt is back in fashion. They are supposedly pleasing to the eye. It kind of rhymes with beater, so it's not hard to make the shift. Other suggestions that were thrown out is the wife lover, the wife blesser, and the wife respecter. Some of the other names that were thrown out for that shirt. I went through a phase when I was working at the gym that I'd throw one of those on and work out, but it's not a good look.
Why does the word wife have to be inserted at all? Why don't they just call it a tank top?
It could just be a men's tank top, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Or an undershirt. Just call it an undershirt. It's the shirt, though, that everybody comes up to you and says, hey, the muscles don't come with that shirt, huh? Suck it. Hey, I have another reason why I'd never want to go to Australia. So this supermarket was evacuated after a store manager reportedly spotted a banana-loving spider capable of biting people and causing permanent erections in men, Dom. It's known as the Brazilian wandering spider, and it hides in bunches of bananas. That's where it likes to live, I guess. It's about 4 inches. And it's one of the planet's most venomous spiders, apparently. And it can cause hypothermia, blurred vision, convulsions, and painful hours-long erections in men. This spider actually is being studied because of the benefits of that. So, like, if you take little doses of it, it could potentially help dudes with ED.
It's a Viagra spider.
It's a Viagra spider. I don't want to be bit by that. One, it sounds painful and embarrassing, but my God. Here's your stuff on celebrities. Taylor Swift announced an upcoming release of her 1989, her version album. It is coming out, it looks like, October 27th. She announced it during one of her concerts. She threw the album cover art up on one of the big screens at her concert. And the big news is, I guess there's 5 new songs from the Tay-Tay Vault on this new album that are going to be coming out. So Taylor Swift fans can freak out about that. Some news coming out from Target this morning. If you're a Target shopper, you know those parking lots are always insane. Well, now they're going to get even crazier because now they're rolling out drive-up Starbucks orders. So essentially, when you do your pickup orders, you're ordering whatever you want online. They are now going to give you the option to add a Starbucks drink to it. So you can roll in and grab your new pants or whatever, and then they will rush out a brand new Starbucks drink for you as well.
So if I understand correctly, it's not for Starbucks only. So you couldn't just do a Starbucks order. It's only if you want to add Starbucks to a Target.
That's what
order.
I'm reading. Like, you can't just order, you know, your frap of whatever on the app and then pull up and get it. You got to get the pants with it. Or whatever, your candles or whatever you're getting at Target. And then you can add the drink to it. So that's kind of cool, I guess. I don't know.
You throw in the vanilla bean scones, Jeremy.
That's right. You're a fan. Don't want to tell you anything else. I do want to tell you one more thing about this supermarket chain's AI meal planner. It's getting some traction because I guess it's what it does is it you plug in your leftovers in your house and it gives you meal options. But it's coming up with some weird dishes like chlorine gas and poison bread sandwiches and mosquito repellent roast potatoes. And
why
now this
not?
Supermarket chain is like backtracking, and what does it say? It says they're disappointed in it. Oh, and they keep fine-tuning the controls to ensure it is safe and useful, but they did issue the warning that says the recipes are not reviewed by humans, and they don't guarantee any recipe will be a complete or balanced meal or suitable for consumption. So
that's fine.
If you get a recipe with bleach in it, you probably don't want to make it. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Pretty simple post you need to check out today. I posted a link to the best fast food milkshakes of all time, apparently. They ranked like 16 of them. And I will give an honorable mention that didn't show up on the list to the Sonic Peanut Butter and Hot Fudge Shake, which I may or may not have gotten in the past week. Dude.
I didn't know about this.
Dude. And you can add extra hot fudge to it.
What?
Game changer in the world of milkshakes.
How is that not number one?
I know. It didn't even make the list. I was pretty ticked off. So anyway, you can salivate all over our Facebook today. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's what's trending with your boys in the morning.